Welcome to a new episode of the Consistent Performance Podcast. Being successful as an agency owner or online entrepreneur is not just about accumulating more and more information, but it's about better implementation and execution. Because when you're able to be truly consistent with the right habits and actions, both in your business as well as your life in general, that's when the magic happens. That's why on this podcast, we give you the right strategies and frameworks for you to be able to achieve consistent energy and consistent performance so that you're able to grow your business the most efficient and effective way possible without sacrificing yourself, your health, or burning out along the way. I'm your host, Killian Markert. Let's get started. And we're live again. So welcome to a new episode of the Consistent Performance Podcast. And today it's about how you as an agency or e-com owner can find more balance if you're overwhelmed right now. So how do you do this? So if you're working a lot, you have a business, even several businesses, you're overwhelmed because you're working on a lot of things, maybe more operatively still, and you want to work more strategically, or maybe it's in general that you just want to get yourself out of the operative stuff and have less hours in the business that you need to work on putting out fires and so on. So why are you overwhelmed? Well, there's different reasons for it, right? On the one hand, of course, a lot of stress, a lot of things that are still dependent on you. On the other hand, of course, you don't have time for other things outside of business. What would balance mean? Balance would mean that you don't work until late at night and that you would still have time for, let's say, for your health, for good nutrition, for taking care of yourself, maybe even for some hobbies that you look forward to without feeling like everything is so forced and everything is just work and you feel like dead at the end of the day and there's no more really joy in your life. That is what it would mean to have more balance in your life. So now how do you get there? Most of the guys, of course, they've been doing a lot of things already when it comes to outsourcing and so on. It depends, of course, what stage you are in the business. The first thing is always think about how can you delegate and outsource things more to your team so that there's less things on your plate, right? That's, of course, easier said than done. You need to be able to outsource while being also able to trust the person that they are doing the right job, right? Especially if you're on a remote team, it's even more important because then you need to have good systems in place for checking their KPIs, checking if they're doing the right things and making sure everything is working and training them. That's why very important to hire in line with certain expectations and certain values that you have in the company, stress them, train people on them, and then set up good systems for training, for checking in, and for performance reviews and so on. That's the first thing. However, if you have this already, very often what I found is that the biggest reason for overwhelm is that you are not able to structure yourself properly, and therefore you are overwhelmed. Meaning, if I would look at your calendar right now, I'm pretty sure I would see a number of things that can be improved. I've looked at calendars of guys where you think, oh, they're so successful, you know, they must crush it, but they still can be improved because some of the things make them feel overwhelmed, make them feel stressed, okay? One thing is that they deep down know they don't use their time the most efficient way possible. That they're still wasting several hours. There's room for improvement there. That they're still not taking enough breaks. And that's why they're feeling super drained and dead in the evening. And then, of course, what's very important is if you're the owner and founder of your business, it's, of course, not always easy to then be accountable to good habits and to, you know, good nutrition, and making time for the gym or for some other type of sport and protecting also these boundaries for end of work. Because if you don't have to report to anybody, it's very difficult to stick to all of these things. And that's why it's so helpful to have like someone out of your own perspective, someone external who helps you with that and holds you accountable. Okay, so what does that mean? How do you go about that now? The first thing you have to ask yourself is, are you setting enough boundaries in your day and are you holding them? So when are you ending your work? Why are you not ending work earlier? Is it that you're catching up on things that you haven't done at the end of the day and you're feeling guilty about it because you wasted time during the day? Is it that and you have to catch up on this? Otherwise, something will break in the business. Then, of course, it's a matter of fixing inefficiencies, distractions that you have during the day where you're wasting a lot of time. And that's why you're not working on the right things. And that's why you feel guilty in the evening. Your whole day needs to be fixed.
the way you manage your time, the way you structure your tasks, how you show up, and do you even work on the right things? Do you know what to work on at what time? Or do you always get stuck in meetings and in communications and you never work on those things that would actually grow the business in terms of team management, hiring, delegation, get you out of those operations? That's the big question here. And so that needs to be identified first. Once that is done, then we need to think about, okay, which one of your habits right now are preventing you from being stressed and burned out? And usually it's habits like checking the phone compulsively, having bad sleep, nutrition is not on track, you know, not making enough time for movement, for exercise, and so on. And that's then a thing where we have to find a system that works for you to actually change your habits and be able to stick to it long term. What I've seen when I talk to a lot of agency and e-com owners is that they know about high performance. They've heard this before, even done coachings or things like that on the topic. But the problem then is that they're not sticking to it consistently because it's too many things at a time. It's like so overwhelming, like, yeah, all these high performance routines and do this, do that. It's just overwhelming. It's just too much. And very often people also don't have a really smart plan behind it on how to implement it for your situation. It's just like, yeah, watch this course, do this thing, you know, implement this routine, 5 a.m. club and all that stuff. But nobody really looks at how does that fit into your calendar? And also depending on your personality type, what are the things you should start with first? And what are the things you should do at what time during the day? Okay, so to summarize it, you need to start by protecting boundaries better during the day. That is externally with clients, but with your team, you know, when you stop working. But to be able to also feel good about protecting the boundaries, you need to be able to also know that, yeah, I'm getting stuff done and I can feel good about myself at the end of the day. And then it's a matter of prioritization, working on the right things, and then also working efficiently on these things without wasting time. Then you get the needle moving stuff done and feel good about it at the end of your day. Okay, so that's very important. And then the other thing is that, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. You have to understand that if you show up in your personal life with bad habits and you don't fix them, well, chances are you will have that reflected in your business as well. So if you don't sleep well in the evening, that will show up in your performance, in your decision making, in your focus, in your productivity, in the business, and therefore the results you get. Or if it's not that, then it's just it makes you spend more time on things that you shouldn't spend time on. Or you work longer and then you're stressed again and it all goes down the spiral and then you're drained in the evening. These are the things that need to be fixed. So it all starts with solid routines that you can stick to and where it's really about consistency instead of this, you know, just high performance and pushing and willpower and so on. Actually, a client just said he had this really amazing learning where back in the day, he was relying nearly entirely on willpower and pushing himself and so on. And now 80 to 90% is just running on habits, very good habits that feel great, that feel automated and on things that he can fall back to. And then the rest of it, you know, when there are situations where he needs willpower, he can just wing it right now because he still has a lot of willpower left. And that's the secret. And for most people, it's the other way around. That's how you make sure that you are less overwhelmed, that you have more time for yourself, for hobbies, for recharging. And that way you're scaling your business sustainably without burning yourself out on a mental level, but also on a physical level, your health, your well-being, and also your relationships, which is also crucial because health is wealth. And if you don't take care of this, all the money in the world won't matter anything. Hope that was helpful. And that's exactly what we do at Consistent Performance Mentoring. So if you want to have a game plan, how we would implement this for your situation, then apply for your free discovery at killianmarkert.com with me personally. And we're going to discuss together how to apply this for your situation to find a game plan on how to improve your time management, free up more time so that you work less, work on the right things while having better results in your business because you're more effective and more efficient. And at the same time, you are more energetic and you have better health and you're generally happier. All right. If that sounds like you, then apply for your call at killianmarkert.com now. And I'll see you on our discovery call.
Did you like this episode and want to learn more? Check out the show notes. In there, you'll find all the links and resources from this episode. But remember, only listening to the podcast will not change much unless you start implementing and executing on what you have learned consistently. Would you like to know if we might be able to help you take your performance to the next level? Then go to killianmarkert.com and apply for your free consultation call. On this call, we'll help you come up with a performance game plan to level up your daily productivity and energy and grow your business the most efficient way possible without sacrificing yourself, your health, or burning out along the way. Head over to killianmarkert.com and apply for your call now.